listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
Fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit, and fuck shit, fuck the shit, fuck the fucking shit, fuck shit, the fuck shit, the shit, and fuck shit.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
We're here with
fuck
another...
Shit. Shit, fuck!
Another episode, 58. Episode 58, right?
Episode 58, part one, John.
Part one.
And I just can't wait to episode, well, not episode, part three of this episode, John. Part three, because we have a very special guest coming in part three.
Really?
Yes, I talked to his people, he talked to our people. His people talk to our people.
We got all the people squared away.
We wanted him to come in for part two, but he said, no, I want to meet Phil. I want to be there for part three.
Oh, my God.
So he'll be joining us in part three.
It's going to be an all-out love fest.
Of episode 58.
That's out of sight.
Out of sight, John. How was your week?
It was good. We're back at the home studio.
Yes.
And...
2 weeks, 2 weeks, two shows.
Yeah.
We were away at the music studio.
We were away at this, which was not really set up for podcasting, but we made it work.
You made it work, producer of the year.
Oh, no, we did it together, Scott.
No, I didn't do anything.
You didn't
I just showed up.
You just showed up.
Yeah. You told me to plug stuff in, and I did.
Well, that's helpful. And
yeah.
And this time you walked both mics.
Right. I called you, and I said, hey.
Hey, should I bring mics? Bring the mics?
Because they're still at the music studio. Don't we need them at your house?
Should I bring the mics? After you're done blowing them, yeah.
Ah, that's funny, John.
Yeah, so you walked all the way 2 blocks holding 2 fucking microphone stands, right?
Well, they were over my shoulder, you know, like a hobo.
Hey, what's up, man? Neighbors walking down the street, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
if I didn't even have mics, they would say that. So that's not a big deal.
Really?
Right.
All right. So yeah, the week was pretty good, uneventful. We missed practice on Monday, right? Because Rick was ill.
Rick was sick.
And we did Thursday, and you checked out through the whole practice.
I checked out?
You were like out.
I wasn't out. I was on.
Yeah.
I was on.
Yeah.
And we only have 2 more practices until our big gig, John.
What's up, man?
Our big gig.
Nothing. You okay? Yeah.
I was tired, man. June 30th, Arlington Park, and we're
going
to see Stefan C. there.
Stefan C.
And
got an email from him.
Read that email.
Let me see.
If you have it handy.
I do.
Go
says
ahead.
Here, hey, John and Scott, I'm halfway through my U.S. trip, and I'm looking forward to meeting up with you guys and finally hearing you play live at Arlington. You are in a band, right? I will also be watching the World Cup quarterfinal matches on Friday and Saturday mornings. If you want to watch, either let me know and I'll let you know where I'll be, probably at a bar near the track. I see Paulie B criticized your grasp of the beautiful game on the forum, so I'd be happy to explain the offside rule at the same time.
Well, I would love an explanation on the entire beautiful game, John. And we need to reply to him.
I don't know what an own goal is.
A what?
Own goal.
Isn't that when...
you score on yourself?
Right.
Or? Oh.
Because you're so afraid of bend it like Beckham that you stick your head up there and it bounces off your head and goes in your own goal.
Oh.
That's an own goal. Who
knows?
Stefan Seal set us straight, John.
All right, that's fine.
So get back to him and say, yeah, because I took Friday off, and I'm going to hook up with Stefan C. at 10 a.m. to watch whatever World Cup game is on.
And you're going to get fucked
up. So he can explain
up.
It to me. And I was thinking more
so
about the World Cup.
So we get to
Cup.
The studio or the gig, and you'll be all fucked up?
I won't be fucked up. and I'm thinking, why hasn't it caught on in the U.S.? And we had some thoughts last podcast about, well, we got basketball, baseball, and what else? Football.
Yeah.
American football here. And we invented all of them. And then, you know, there's this, now we have a TTN correction.
Right.
We have a correction now.
Correction.
What was I? I had a clip.
You had a clip?
Yeah, but I think we don't even need to play the clip now because I just pretty much repeated what I said in the clip.
Oh.
That we had thought, John and Scott, that we as Americans had invented basketball, football,
oh,
and
right.
baseball.
Right.
But Eric Tomorrow corrected us on that in the forum. He
off
said
the
that
mediocre
no.
show.
Dr. James Naismith was Canadian, in fact, John. He was the inventor of basketball, but on a technicality, yes, Dr. James Naismith invented basketball in America, okay?
Oh.
Not in Canada. He had to come here for his education.
Right.
And he had to come here to get his inspiration to invent the game of basketball.
Right. So,
but well, we do have a correction. I was wrong. If you have the clip, go ahead and play it. And I'll point out specifically where I misstepped.
So it's very popular among the youth of America. But because we invented baseball, basketball, and football,
youth,
that's what we watch.
We didn't invent anything, John. I'm speaking as the collective Americans invented.
When are we going to talk about
and
soccer? Or are we talking about it now?
We're going to talk about it right now, John.
Right now.
Do you have the latest scores?
No, I don't.
I do.
Okay. Good.
England beat Ecuador 1-0.
Wow.
In the 60th minute, bend it like Beckham had a penalty kick. And he did bend it like Beckham.
He bent it.
He bent it right into the corner to goal there.
Did he kick from the middle because he's too old to run?
No, it wasn't from the middle. It was kind of off to the side. And then, you know, the Ecuadorians lined up, right?
Yeah.
And then he kicked it. And the one Ecuadorian, he jumped up like 6 feet, 8 feet. And it just missed him. But the guy standing next to him didn't jump up.
Oh.
If he had jumped up just like his fellow Ecuadorian, we would be talking 0-0.
Did Maybe you watch it, any of the game?
I did not. I just saw the highlight. That's it.
I watched a little bit of it. Did you see the fans? They don like a wrestling mask.
The English fans?
The Ecuadorian
fans.
Oh,
the Ecuadorians.
There's a player that wears a Spider-Man mask.
Why?
But it looks like a Mexican wrestling mask. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look it up.
That's crazy.
I'm not a big fan of it, so I don't know. But what about Germany? Did they win?
Germany won. Yeah, they beat Sweden 2-0. I think that was yesterday.
Oh, no, no. There's a game today.
No, they don't play back-to-back, though.
Oh,
Germany
they don't?
No, they won't play again. No.
Yeah.
Man.
Germany's
not,
playing.
No.
Somebody.
Not today.
Maybe
they played
not
yesterday.
Today.
They beat Sweden 2-0 yesterday.
Well, they're playing somebody, and if they win, they play...
England?
England, yeah.
Well, I heard that 300 English fans were upset when Germany was celebrating their victory. Some German fans were singing, la, 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 however Germans sing. And
la, 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 la.
300 English fans started throwing bottles and chairs at them.
And tables.
So
oh,
they
my.
Were arrested. Oh, my.
And you know where they were doing that?
In Germany.
No, I know, but they thanks. Thanks for that news flash, dickhead. Anyway, they were doing it outside. They set it up now so that, like, all the, instead of cops everywhere, they just wear, like, these yellow jackets. You remember the yellow jackets at the old Hawk Stadium?
Right, right.
Wherever you'd see a fight, you didn't even have to know where the fight's going on, but you'd see the yellow jackets converging.
Swarm.
Yeah. And the crowd would just go ape shit, and you just see bodies flying everywhere. Well, I guess they got these yellow or orange jacket guys that are like security. And they try to keep it cool, you know, and they just report stuff. And then they got plainclothes people. But they tried to be smart and take the fight out of everybody by giving them places to roam around and big screen TVs out there where they could hang out and drink beer and stuff. And so far they had like a big brawl in Dortmund, 400 Germans and 400 Polish people. One at it. And
well, this was in Stuttgart.
Yeah, and this one was in Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Where SAP was invented, I think. Anyway.
I'm a cop, you idiot! Well, I was thinking more about soccer and why it doesn't appeal to the U.S., and I have no idea why it doesn't appeal to Americans. All I can tell you, John, is why it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is that really pisses me off. It doesn't piss me off, but it irks me. Is these guys get kicked in the shin all the time. It's part of the game.
Yeah.
But every time it happens, they go down like they just their knee just got wrenched right out of their. It's unbelievable. It's like a bunch of pussies, and I don't know if they're doing it to draw a yellow card or whatever. But it's like,
dude, it's just like basketball, man.
Understood. Basketball. The guy puts a forearm into you, and he's got the ball, and you're gonna fall backwards. But you're not gonna writhe around on the floor and scream like a little pussy. They just fall back. They see if they get the call. They don't get the call. They keep playing. They don't roll around and whine like a little baby. Like all these guys, they get a little nick and they fall down and
Have you ever heard the anthem, the royal anthem for the UK?
No,
I got it right here. You want to hear it?
Sure.
And sing along to it if you know the words.
Okay.
All right. Sound familiar?
A little bit, yeah.
Doesn't it sound like my country, 'tis of thee, land of the liberty of the icing
for TTNs. I was gonna say TND.
It's God Save the Queen, my
friend. God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols?
No. No, their royal anthem is God Save the Queen, and it's the same melody as My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
They have plagiarism back then?
No, we fucking ripped it off. Somebody in the States did. The lyrics to My Country, 'Tis of Thee were written in 1831 by Reverend Samuel Francis Smith of Boston's Park Street Church at the Andover Theological Seminary in Andover, Massachusetts.
Enough said, John. Yeah. Reverend.
Yeah. He stole it. Stolen.
Maybe God, when God was talking to him, he misinterpreted it.
Yeah, it says, My Country, 'Tis of Thee is also known as America, is an American patriotic song. The melody comes from the British national anthem, God Save the Queen, and the German Kaiserreim. The same melody is the national anthem of the Liechtenstein and has served as the anthem for Denmark, Germany, Russia, Sweden, and Switzerland.
So would this be the first recorded case of plagiarism?
Maybe. That could be. I was stunned. I was standing there watching of course, the wife and I had to go and do a bunch of stuff, so I couldn't watch the game, but I was like, I was into it, man. I wanted to watch it. And I hear that, hear them singing God Save the Queen. I'm, wait a minute. That's My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
The hell is going on, John?
What, a septic's ripped it off?
Well, you know, the Star Spangled Banner was ripped off. That
was it?
From a drinking song.
Oh, that's out of sight.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's out of sight.
Oh, totally. Say, can you drink until I get really tanked? No, I don't know. I didn't know that.
All right, well, let's put a cap on the World Cup talk until Stefanski educates us on the game on Friday.
Well,
we got to find out where he's going to be.
Well, you were talking about the popularity before we end this talk.
Okay.
But you were talking about the popularity of
why it won't catch on over
here.
I think Paulie B had a good point in the forum. He said that once minorities take over this country, it will be popular. Once you and I, John, become the minority. The white man.
Right, Jesus Christ.
Run to the hills, John. Run to the hills.
Well, the Chicago Fire is set to play New York at the end of this month at our new new stadium we have here. It's the Toyota Stadium or something. I didn't get a chance to get all the particulars on it, but yeah, they're trying to start it up here in the U.S. with the Chicago Fire.
Well, let's get tickets and see if we truly are bored out of our mind.
That's not nice.
Well, now, they had these this little mini tournament to get into the Final 16, but now it's sudden death, right? You play one game and that's it. So if the game ends in a tie, what do, John? Do they have a shoot-off? What do they do?
I don't know,
they have
man.
A penalty kick shoot-off?
I don't
know. Do they
know.
Go overtime?
I'm just not...
what happens?
I'm not hip to it, man.
We're not hip. We have so many questions for Stefanski next Friday morning at 10 a.m.
straight.
At whatever pub he's going to be at.
So, what do you want to do now?
I want to talk about real sports, okay? Let's talk about the NBA, all right?
Yeah, what's going on?
The one NBA game I did see all season was Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Miami won 4 straight to beat Dallas and get the world championship, John, in basketball.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for that because at Dallas, I don't think they have really anybody on the team. They got that Dirk Nowitzki or whatever, some Polish-German guy. And
that narrows it down.
They say he's one of the best 5 in the NBA.
It narrows it down because he's the only one.
Not after this series, okay? He doesn't show up for the big game. You know what I'm saying, John?
No.
He doesn't got any moxie.
No moxie.
Dallas went up 2-0. I thought, oh, crap. Dallas is going to win, and Mark Cuban's going to have to see his fucking face everywhere on TV. And Miami, behind Dwayne Wade, comes back, and they win the next fucking 4 games and shut that Cuban asshole up.
Yeah.
Fuck. That Mark Cuban asshole. Not a Cuban.
Mark Cuban like asshole.
National. Right. Like, I need to hear from him.
No doubt.
And Dwayne Wade is the real deal, John.
Oh, yeah.
At least in this series. It'll be interesting to follow his career and see if he can get 6 championships like MJ did.
You think so, huh? He's the new real deal?
This guy makes it happen. I will admit that I don't think the competition is as fierce as it was in Jordan's era.
Yeah.
But this guy is the real deal. The real deal, John.
Do you think anybody will ever heighten their game to Jordan's level or past his level?
I think it's possible. I think Dwayne Wade could. It's his third year in the league. He's got the NBA championship. He's MVP. His stats were better than Jordan's in his first NBA final.
Yeah.
He just has to win 5 more of them.
That's all.
That's it. Which is going to be difficult.
He's golden.
But even then, the argument could be made that if Jordan didn't retire, he would have won 8 straight. But no, he retired and he spent 2 years playing baseball, of all things. Stupid ass.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And then he came back and, But Dwayne
fucking
Wade. And the one thing, though, that...
Dwayne!
They go to Dwayne, and I like this guy's game. I like this kid's game, John.
Dwayne the Tub, I'm drowning.
But they win the NBA Finals, what's the first thing he says?
What?
I just like to thank the Lord. Like the Lord had anything to do with it. Come on!
Oh, that reminds me. Well, we could talk about it later. The new Superman movie and some
coming
shit
out
I was reading
on
about
Wednesday,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gotten good reviews from everybody I've heard.
But there was a whole section in MSNBC about his superhero powers. And are they really possible?
Oh, in physics?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, okay, but there, all these scientists are going crazy about how, not all of them, but a big group. Even one of the professors of a university uses the science in the comic book Superman to calculate what the gravity would have to be on his home planet of Krypton. So he uses it as a teaching tool. But what I don't understand is all this craziness about, you know, they did it with the Star Wars movies and Star Trek. And how come none of these professors do the same with Jesus? Rising from the dead, walking on water. Why don't they ever test that? Those kind of theories. The possibility of it.
Well,
the feasibility.
As far as walking on water, I did hear one professor say that it was possibly frozen, and then it thawed, right? So it was still kind of frozen, but thawed. And then he walked on slush.
Yeah, in the fucking desert.
Right, in the desert.
during the heat wave we're having now, because global warming, you know, is up a pie.
A piece of pie?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Where do you think I get this scar? Eating pie?
No, it's like...
too crazy, man.
It's as hot as it was during Jesus' time.
Right now?
Jesus, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Maybe that's why he's coming back, John.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He's coming back. Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Sweet. So, we get any phone messages?
We did.
Sweet.
Do you want to hear them?
We got more than one?
Two.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready. Sure.
Okay. Here's the first one.
Hey, fags. Oh, I was listening to episode 56, and you're talking about Christian Bale and Equilibrium. That movie kicks ass. There is another movie that he did. It's called The Machinist. I don't know if you've seen it. Go rent it, and you'll see what extremes this guy will go to for a part. Talk to you later.
That's cryptic, man.
Who's that from?
I think it's Jason, but I'm not sure.
Jason with the cool avatar?
Yeah.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a double Foster can. And right after that happened...
You checked your asshole out?
I was thinking about
if you could put your fist in it?
I was thinking, it probably looks like Jason's avatar right now.
Oh, my God.
Because I had to go through contractions and everything.
Were you grabbing onto the sink?
No, I grab onto the bottom of the toilet.
So where'd you fire that at?
At the studio.
Really?
That's when I called you and I said, hey, don't we need these mics at your place? I have not seen The Machinist, John.
I haven't either.
But I did hear that Christian Bale lost like 60 pounds to play that part.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. We'll have to check that out.
No doubt. Maybe like a date night, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hot.
It's hot, yeah. Would you be allowed to come out four nights in 1 week?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Friday night, the wife went to bed at 8. Saturday, she went to bed at 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
All right, well, here's the other one.
The dog barks at midnight. Repeat, the dog barks at midnight.
Oh, barks. I thought he said farts.
The dog farts at midnight.
The dog. I'm just writing, see if I can come up with maybe a hidden message, John.
I hear
barks
that.
At midnight. What do they call that when you mix the letters up? The dog barks midnight.
Spoonerism?
Spoonerism?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't figure anything out. All right, then. I got to tell you about my... was it Friday night? Yeah, Friday night. So Friday night, the wife goes to bed at 8. I'm right. Like, what am I going to do? Well, I might as well go to bed, get some sleep. I had a tough week, John. So I go to bed, and at 1:30 a.m., my son wakes up, and I go check on him because he's usually never wakes up. And he decides that he is going to vomit. I don't know if he made that decision, but he vomited. He had rice and milk for dinner.
Oh,
so it was
nice.
That curdled milk.
Oh,
and it was all over me.
That's horrible.
All over me. And it was just a huge volume of it. So I stripped. I got some new clothes on. I started some laundry. I came back and I, I'll hang out with you, see how you're doing. So he's sleeping. He's laughing. He's having a good time. I think, okay, he's back. He's out of it. Whatever it was, it was, you know, he's done.
Yeah.
So like 20 minutes later, he decides he wants to cuddle with me.
Yeah.
Because he needs to throw up again. So, again, with the curdled milk and the rice and all over me. And I generated that one night, I generated like 6 loads of laundry. And then finally, I wised up and brought a big beach towel in case it happened again. And it did.
Oh,
he ended up throwing up 4 times.
Oh, that's nasty.
So he was all right. He threw up, and he was definitely afraid of that.
So you didn't get any of that?
Once it was over, he was back to his normal self. No, I don't know what it was. I don't know if he had some bad milk or if he's has this allergic reaction to rice. I have no idea.
Wow.
But just vomited all over and generated loads of laundry. And I had to change my clothing several times. And oof. His.
Wow, that's gnarly.
Yeah. Brutal. So I was up all night, but the wife let me sleep in, which was cool.
Well, not me, man. The kids left on Tuesday. So, you know, we get out of bed. We, you know, getting ready for work and everything. And here's a fucking plane landing without any fucking front, without any nose gear at O'Hare. Did you see that on the news?
I didn't see that.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that the plane they were supposed to get on?
No, it was an American Airlines plane that landed on Tuesday morning. And they're reporting live. And all of a sudden, the helicopter cam, the guy who does the traffic, he gets on and goes, hey, hold on, we got a report coming that there's a plane landing at O'Hare without any nose gear. They're going to foam the runway and do all this stuff. So they get the... They finally get the video going, and they show it on TV, and sure enough, the plane landed on its belly, sort of. It had the wing gear down, but it didn't have the nose gear. So the guy comes down, he feathers it down right onto those back wheels, and he keeps the plane up just long enough so that it just hits right as they stop.
Nice.
So it only skidded for 100 feet, and sparks shot out, and smoke and stuff. It was outstanding.
And your kids saw that?
No. Me and the wife see it, and we're like, holy fuck. And right away, you're thinking, oh, they're getting on the plane today. And, you know, within 9 hours, they're going to be flying out to Arizona on an American Airlines plane. And we're kind of... The wife's freaking out. I'm freaking out a little bit. But then they interview the passengers, and they're all like, hey, man, this guy landed the plane better than he would have if he had wheels. They were saying that the landing was... They hardly even noticed that Whoa. The thing hit the ground.
Well, now your kids fly it out Tuesday.
They flew out.
They fly out. And they're in Arizona.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks.
6 weeks, man.
And that is a very secret location because the LERV is in Arizona. And
yeah.
We don't want the LERV to right. know where they're at.
Right. Oh, you couldn't even find it if you tried, if you had fucking GPS. It's unbelievable.
It's remote, John. It's very remote.
Ugh, it's unbelievable how hard it is to find their house. All the directions in the world couldn't help you. MapQuest, nothing. You have to have GPS. I have to. And I've been there a brazillion times.
A brazillion?
Brazillion.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, man. Well, nobody knows how much a brazillion is.
The
Not
w
even
does.
The W. No, he's still trying to figure it
That's
out.
That's right. He asked. How many is a Brazilian?
How many is a Brazilian again? So, yeah, we saw that on TV. It was kind of a freak show. And then I heard on the radio that day, Madonna. Well, we could probably talk about that in celebrity news.
Celebrity news.
About Madonna and her bullshit.
Well, how are we doing on time for part one?
We got 10 minutes.
10 minutes left?
Yeah.
All right.
I got
what do you got?
Some comments.
All right.
Do you want me to read those?
Sure. How many? Two?
Four or five.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe we read these before.
I'll tell you.
Tell me if we did. The best podcast in the world. That has three parts. Two
read
hosts.
It before.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know we read that one before because that was when we had our guests,
right.
The Papooch and okay. Erica, and they did such a horrible read. It makes me think that we got to take that back from the guests and not let them read it again.
Well, how about atheism or deism?
No, we didn't hear that one.
Atheism or deism? What's it going to be? Make up your mind, piss mop wankers from E. Morkor.
E. Morkor.
E. Mork. E. Morkor.
Well, right now I think I'm in. I flip flop, John. I'm a flip flopper.
Obviously.
You're atheist, right?
Yeah.
I'm a deist right now only because there must be a supreme being that let me listen to Spike and Rachel episode 28 last week.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hello there. Roses are red, violets are blue. My favorite podcast is you. Completely lame, but kind of cute, too. Don't lose your cool. You rock. Rika.
Rika.
Yeah.
All right, then.
We got this one. TTN, kick fucking ass podcast. Oh, shit, that rhymed. It did? TTN, kick fucking ass podcast.
Ass
sort of.
Yeah. Podcast.
Right. Ha ha ha! So if I posted this comment on the Fuckhole Podcast Alley, it would probably get cut off by now. Keep the podcast coming. Oh, what is those septic cunt stained tree huggers coming down from the UK to do the podcast with you fellas? Well, keep up the good shit. And that's from Zach Cook.
Zach Cook.
Yeah. We got this email here from Air Out My Shorts.
Air Out My Shorts with Preston Buttons and
the word whore.
Whoer, John.
Whoer, yes. So I thought I'd read this out because they got their 50th episode coming up.
Oh.
They want to celebrate it.
We had a 50th.
Yes, we did. And we got a lot of nice emails and comments from everybody. This one here says, thank you for your continued listenership and support of Air Out My Shorts. We would be honored if you'd please join us in celebrating our upcoming 50th episode by leaving your kind wishes, sweet nothings, and or malicious regrets on the Air Out My Shorts audio comment line this weekend. Is that this weekend? Well, it's
so
over.
We missed it?
Maybe. Well, there's still time. I don't know when they do their show. June 25th also marks the one full year. What's today?
The 25th.
So we got to make a call.
Woohoo!
So
well, we can should make a call or we could do like a stinger.
Yeah. Why don't we just call them on Skype?
All right.
Well, anyways, you could call, I guess, anytime. Their number is 305-76-SHOWS. 305-767-4691. You got to dial the 1 before the 305. Just in case you didn't know that.
Yeah. All right, then.
But June 25th also marks the one full year with Preston Buttons and the Word Whore. And their website is www.theitspot.com. Anyway. Also, you know, we always do the Pod Riot thing now in the beginning, and I noticed Pauly B does the same thing. Except they don't use our cool new one. They use the old one, Stinger.
Right.
But check out the Pod Riot, podriot.com, where you can check out other podcasts, Kinky Sex Radio, Cult of UHF, Punky, Cyberpunk Radio, Sci-Fi News with Lynn Griffin, and of course us. So if you're already listening to us, what the hell do you need to check us out on this?
Fucking A, John.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So in part two, here's what we got coming up. We got the Papooch Idiot Savant. I don't know. I'll present the evidence. You make your decision.
Right.
We also have John went to the movies.
Yes.
He has three movie reviews.
Yes.
I got to tell you about my iPod. We got celebrity news, and I think that'll fill up part two quite nicely, John.
Yes, it will. Walt Flanagan. Did you check out the forums about what he wrote about you and I?
No.
Episode 57 was pretty solid, John and Scotters. Knob Creek definitely increases the likelihood that Scotters will fuck up his words, and hilarity ensues. Happy belated Father's Day to you, both of you septics. Errol Wolf submitted something from Wikipedia. Knob Creek is a bourbon produced by the Jim Beam Distillery in Claremont, Kentucky. It is part of the Jim Beam's line of small batch bourbons, tapping into the high-end liquor market. Its siblings in the line are Booker's, Baker's, and Basil Hayden's. It is bottled in at 100 proof, higher than the standard 80, and comes in a rectangular bottle with a corked and wax-sealed top. The bourbon itself has a dark golden brown color and has earned a popular place in American consumption. It is aged 9 years, which gives it its smoothness, and we've already been drinking some.
Yes.
Surprising in its 100-proof liquor.
Liquor.
And the overtone.
Damn near killed her, John.
What? It's rectum. And the overtones are crisp and pleasant without being overpowering. Like most bourbons, it is commonly drunk straight or with ice or water. It is known to cause speech slurring in Machiavellian personalities and has been used by the CIA as truth serum when questioning Cro-Magnon podcasters. And that was in Wikipedia.
Wow. Well, that's what we're drinking tonight, John.
That's right.
And so far, my tongue is under control.
And we need some refills, I think.
No doubt, but I think we're running low unless you have another bottle of Knob.
Oh, no, I don't.
Uh-oh.
We're almost out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
shit.
We have a splash apiece.
Damn.
For the next round.
Might have to break out the beer or the wine.
The brewskis.
The brewskis make me a little gassy. I burp a lot. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I know what that means.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
All right, we're out of here. We'll be back in a little bit, just a click away.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.